let's talk about how this could affect us globally from an economic and from a political standpoint. The president is set to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. There's this upcoming summit. People believe that AI should be at the top of the discussion list. But the question that I have is, does it matter if we think about the world as far as our traditional enemies or our traditional adversaries, China, Iran, Russia? Because anybody who has access to this technology becomes a threat.
Absolutely. So AI is incredibly powerful. And if it falls into the wrong hands and the wrong hands have access to it, it allows them to increase their position in the world. Think about how smart this is and what it can do. So yeah, you're correct in that the traditional enemies we're seeing aren't necessarily the only ones we should be worried about. However, I would say they are the most important ones to look at and take into account because they are going to keep increasing the capabilities of their models. And that can lead them to do things that maybe we wouldn't be super happy with. We are keeping pace and we actually are quite a bit ahead right now, but there's a chance that gap closes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully this turns out like it does in the movies and the good guys win in the end.
Mm. Who are the good guys, though?
That's the question. Matt Schumer, thank you so much. We appreciate you.